The Arizona Coyotes off-ice drama has continued in recent weeks, with ASU pulling out of a potential arena partnership in Tempe, and hopes that members of the Arizona legislature would help the team fund a new facility seem to be melting away. And now comes word that the organization's ownership group is in flux. With me to talk about these latest developments is John Shannon, broadcaster for Sportsnet in Canada's Hockey Central. John, first of all, is this change solely for financial reasons, or is there something else going on here?
I'm not sure what the end game is in all of this. What I can tell you is that there's obviously been a little bit of parting of the ways, a disagreement between the majority owner, Andrew Barraway, and the 9 minority owners of the hockey club. And it sounds like Barraway, in order to try to get rid of any of the friction, is trying to buy out those minority owners.
So who is Barraway looking at to join the group, and what kind of money could we be talking about as far as what investors would need to bring?
Well, in order, there's an agreement between the minority owners at Barraway that if, for sake of using the word shotgun clause, if there is a buyout, it is of a certain number, and I believe that number to be over $200 million for the 9 minority owners. The name that I've been told is a gentleman named Randy Franco, who's a Wall Street banker, and has some money invested and is one of the owners of the Tampa Bay Rays in Major League Baseball.
Should this kind of thing make Coyotes fans nervous? Does this make a relocation any likelier?
I don't think anything like that changes. It's just changing the approach of the organization. And you have to wonder if Barraway was successful in buying out the minority owners, how long a guy like Anthony LeBlanc would be around. Perhaps he can negotiate a deal that he stays on. You know, philosophy of an organization comes from ownership. And if Barraway and his new partners, if it comes to fruition, Steve, there's no guarantee that it will. Yeah. If it comes to fruition, you have to wonder what kind of influence and decision-making process will occur. You know that on the hockey operations side, John Chayka and Dave Tippett are on long-term deals. And you have to think that in many ways, even though the performance of the team hasn't been solid, particularly on this last road trip, they have some bright young stars and some stars that could be even bigger in the NHL for the next, 8 to 10 years. So there are many ways that the organization is going in the right direction on the hockey ops side, even though it doesn't reflect in the standings, and that all of this ownership politicization of what's gone on is just in many ways a bit of a distraction.
And John, finally, we know how in flux this whole situation with the Coyotes has been for a very long time, from a bankrupt owner to the NHL running the team to where we're at now. So obviously this is off in the stratosphere somewhere. But are there other things going on perhaps behind the scenes with other NHL organizations that if we knew about it, we'd say, all right, they're not in sort of the weird situation the Coyotes are in, but the Coyotes situation may not appear as unstable in general. Or do most NHL owners, are most of them in really good shape?
You know, I really believe, Steve, that we're in a 10-10-10 world. There are 10 owners that are over the top, you know, the big winners, the New York Rangers, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Montreal Canadiens, the Chicago Blackhawks, Detroit Red Wings. Then there's 10 teams that break even. And then there are 10 teams that consistently are involved in NHL league revenue sharing and have a difficult time making even a penny. It just so happens right now that Arizona is in that boat. And, you know, it goes back to what Bettman says on a consistent basis. If you could put a winning product there, this team might be a profit team. It might actually contribute to revenue sharing. We've never seen that in this market simply because the team has not been consistently good.
John Shannon is a broadcaster for Sportsnet in Canada's Hockey Central. He helped break the story about the Coyotes' ownership potential changes. John, thanks for the time.
Anytime, Steve.